Hello and welcome to the Catholic News Update for Wednesday, the 23rd of November. A Vatican conference beginning tomorrow will examine the suffering and legacy of Blessed Pope John Paul II. Various lectures and testimonies on the life and teaching of Pope John Paul II will be given by a range of speakers, including Cardinal Givish, the private secretary to Pope John Paul, and Cardinal Fiorenzo Angelini, President Emeritus of the Healthcare Council. On Friday, attendees will hear a classical concert in the presence of Pope Benedict entitled The Cross, Mercy and Glory. One of the organisers, Archbishop Zygmunt Zimowski, President of the Pontifical Council for Healthcare Workers, said that there is a new generation who only know the late Pope through books and pictures, and that testimony must be given to his life and suffering so that people can know the good that John Paul II did for sick people. The conference has the theme, Health Pastoral Care, Serving Life in the Light of the Magisterium of Blessed John Paul II. Blessed John Paul established the World Day for the Sick and the Good Samaritan Foundation, which he created in 2004 to provide financial support for poor people who are sick, particularly those suffering from HIV and AIDS. The British weekly magazine New Scientist is asking whether research on embryonic stem cells is coming to an end after the sector's largest international company suspended a program experimenting on a cure for spinal cord injury. The program, run by the Californian company Geron, which was already controversial because of its ethical implications, cost hundreds of millions of dollars. The company, however, has had to throw in the towel after testing its cure on only 4 of the 11 patients planned. Now there is only one specialized company in the world carrying out research into cures based on embryonic cells, with barely a dozen projects underway. The impact of Geron's about turn, which has provoked the wrath of patients and investors alike, could signal the end of a sector of research already profoundly marked by ethical problems. Father Gary Walker has been elected as Regional Director of St. Columban's Mission Society for Australia and New Zealand, beginning today for a term of 3 years. Father Gary comes from Brisbane and was ordained in 1972. He spent many years in Fiji and Jamaica, followed by a 6-year appointment to Ireland as a member of the Columban General Council. For the past 9 years, he's been the editor of the Far East magazine, and for part of the time he was House Superior at Essendon. One of the biggest challenges ahead, he says, is to engage young people in the missionary arm of the church. Father Gary also said he was looking forward to working in collaboration with other congregations and lay people. The Grotto of the Annunciation in Nazareth is deteriorating, according to the superior of the Basilica of the Annunciation, a Franciscan missionary serving in the Holy Land. In a statement made to Vatican Radio, Father Ricardo Bustos explained that the problem is not new. People have known about it for a long time, but lately the conservation conditions in the Grotto of the Annunciation have worsened. And so together with the University of Florence, we have started a long process of conservation work in this part of the Basilica that was flaking away bit by bit. A month or so ago, we built some drainage wells and we hoped that these will at least help us stop the flow of rainwater that falls during the winter period. The work proved to be useless, he added, because the flow of water into the grotto continued and so all the restoration work gradually came down. Now we will have to wait until the rainy season stops to see if we can find a way to stop this form of deterioration. Conditions at the moment are highly compromised. And finally, this year the Vatican's Christmas tree will come from Ukraine. President Viktor Yanukovych will travel to Rome in December to formally deliver the Christmas gift to the Pope. The tree is about 100 feet high and weighs several tons. It will be transported from Ukraine with a special truck in a journey that will begin on Wednesday. According to a schedule, it should arrive 1 week later. On the 5th of December, a team will begin decorating the tree. A few days before Christmas, the lights will be lit. Each year, a country gives the Vatican a Christmas tree. It's a tradition that began in 1982 with Blessed Pope John Paul II. That's all for today's Catholic News Update. Thanks very much for being with us, and I look forward to speaking to you again tomorrow. God bless.